Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know what? We're not even playing the opening music. We don't even have time. Because, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Geek First Podcast. This is episode 517. This is a newscast. I am the arms reloaded, Travis Snell, and I'm joined by...
I am the Koopa King, Dylan Muss.
The Koopa King. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. So this is going to be a nice little mini newscast. We had the Mario trailer. There's some DC rumors. I'm excited, too. Did you see those Madam Web set photos? Did you see those? Okay,
should
good.
I Google it, or are you going
to
bring it up?
Wait till we get to the topic, so we'll get your live reactions. In the Discord, we can't bring it up because they're set photos, and in the past, I learned from other YouTubers, if you use set photos, sometimes they take the video down, because it all depends on the company. So
Does Sony care about that?
You never know, because sometimes some random stuff has happened. It's like, I think it's CBS. So many times they would try to strike our channel for just showing an image of something and everything like that. But oh boy, here he comes. And what's the name is this? And we're joined by.
Holy God, what are you showing me? Come on, Taylor.
I'm excited to see what that is a reference to as the topics. I'm not sure. But Taylor Field, we were just doing the opening. Tell them where they can find us.
Oh, I knew it. My ears were ringing. You can find us at the Internet Connection in the search bar. Geekverse.ca is our home base. Geekversecast is our Twitter. Geekverse is our Facebook.
They weren't ringing enough when we're like, where's Taylor? He's a little late here. Even then, is the thumbnail even done, Taylor? That's still working up? No, of course not.
I just finished a Cryptic Clues hot off the press. I'm ready to go.
Oh, there you go. So, ladies and gentlemen, everything you need to know is down below because we got lots of stuff. The reason we're doing this is because it's right before Rings of Power and everything like that. So we're going to get to that. We're going to be reviewing that. Taylor may or may not be reviewing a Chucky. Now this I don't think this is is this Kirkland logged in on
that's
Shaylin's
definitely
account?
Shay, thank you Shay.
That's not definitely Shay. Feel like they have that thing where you can have two YouTube accounts because I have my personal and I have Geekverse and you can switch on and off. I think that's Kirkland trolling right there, but if it's Shay, look out, Kirkland's gonna fucking kill you and clone you again. Run, leave them when you can. But anyways, everything you need to know, Patreon, all our sponsors, everything like that. She's Clone 42. But what we're going to talk about today is just some mini news topics, things like that. But that's why, yeah, subscribe to the Separate Feeds. If you listen, everything great. But we have three episodes dropping the next 24 hours. We got Werewolf by Night happening. I'm going to be reviewing Hellraiser this weekend and Midnight Club. Damn. We got House of Dragons. We got a whole bunch. We're recording a Patreon episode for Lord of the Rings Cinematic Universe. Lots of good things. Let's get to the main topic, because this one I threw in there. This is one that there's not much to say, but it's something that's been breaking today. And because the Mario one's going to be next, and that's going to be a bigger breakdown. But so today, I don't know what happened. I feel like a check cleared, a contract got signed, something like that. Because for the past few months, and we've been talking about this for years, and you know why I'm happy to do this topic? Because I think in 2 weeks, we will never do this topic ever again as far as Henry Cavill being in a DC movie, yes or no. Because today, the floodgates just open as far as no A-tier people, but a lot of B-tier and C-plus people. And I think a lot of this has to do because they're screening Black Adam right now. There's the quote was that Warner Brothers and Henry Cavill have gotten over the bridge and they are somehow working together now, and there's a potentially long-term deal or contract in place. And what's supposed to be happening, I know, Dylan, we've been here before, but I'm telling you and I'm telling everybody, there's enough smoke this fire. Come October 22nd, this conversation will never ever happen again, because I legitimately do believe it. The rumor, as we've heard for many years, that he is in Black Adam, so you got that going on. But then there's also stuff that last week they were filming pickups for The Flash with Ezra Miller in L.A. Henry Cavill, who does not live in L.A., was spotted in L.A. And now there's other scoopers talking about that there's
Shocking. A Hollywood actor is in L.A., the city of Hollywood and movies.
Ezra and Henry were together at the same time in the same
city.
Where
did they film The Witcher? In L.A.?
No, England.
Okay, shit. Okay. So, you got me.
Because that happened in Comic-Con. Everyone, like, tons of people like, he's going to be there. And lots of people like, no, he's filming Witcher right now. Like, he's not even in the country. But people are like, they could fly him in, everything like that. But either way, so all this is going on. There's all these talks and stuff like that. So today I'm going to throw to you, obviously, we talked about this priorly, that you kind of think it's happening. But I want to ask you this, because I feel like, you know, the yes or no, we've had that kind of conversation before. I want to ask you, I'm going to ask Dylan the same. Do they get ahead of it? And let's say Henry Cavill has a scene, a cameo, whatever it may be in Black Adam. Now, there's scoopers galore saying, yeah, it's happening. It sounds like, to put it to perspective for people that didn't know, the two issues always with him apparently was money. He was either asking for too much or they were giving too little. That was always the rumor. And the other thing was he did not want to come back if it was just a cameo. That's what happened with Shazam. He turned it down because they said, yeah, come to Shazam. And he said, what's next? They said, we got nothing next. The rumor is this is a bridgeway to main movie, different appearances, stuff like that. And one of the scoopers did say that you would have to thank The Rock, because apparently The Rock had a huge hand in getting this done, because they have the same agent, they're good friends.
That's so, the term they said, like, huge hand. You just grab Cavill by the
collar.
He does have a pretty big hand.
Does have a big hand. Yeah. But Taylor, obviously, like I said, this is Retread War. We've talked about this before, but I want to ask you: do you think there's still, you know, a little over 2 weeks? 2 weeks. Do you think they use this in advertising at all, or they keep this a secret? Badly kept secret.
Badly kept secret. I think they keep it a secret. Like, you look online, you can see everyone freaking out, losing their coconuts about it, and you could think, oh, you know what? Let's just cash in on this and put a trailer out, put like an article out. They could put something out, and they'll make money off of it no matter what it is, and they can cash in on that. I don't think many companies really do this that often anymore. Marvel does at times, but just having that big, juicy Easter egg in there. Like, if they didn't announce, like, the Hugh Jackman thing, and they kept that as a secret for Deadpool 3, like, that would have been huge. But it's just kind of the narrative. So maybe I'll retract what I said. And I think they could actually not keep this a secret. And they'll cash in on it. Because it is Warner Brothers, and they need a lot of good press popularity right now. Because it just seems like they've been facing, like, tribulation after tribulation with the fan base and the community out there right now. So, yeah.
Dilma, same thing to you. As far as, like I said, we've talked about this before. This is probably, I think this is going to be the last time. But do you think this is something they would kind of get ahead of and things like that? And, like, honestly, because, well, I was going to say, I guess you saw Mission Impossible with him, right?
No.
No. Okay. So that's good. I feel like you didn't see that. You didn't see Witcher. So like him coming back doesn't move the needle for you at all or anything like that. I imagine as far as like getting back, getting into a Superman DC property or something.
I mean, I don't think it's from a Cavill perspective. I think it's just from like a Superman perspective. I just don't really care about that character so much. Yeah, I mean, I trust you, and if you are feeling confident on this, then that gives me confidence.
Hashtag Travis told you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. There,
see,
when there's
you don't
smoke,
just put that on
fire.
Anything. You don't throw that hashtag around. You really mean it.
It's happening.
But I'm going to go on the opposite side of thing and say, people listening to this, don't expect it, okay? Set your expectations very low, because if you go into this movie, and how long is it? I'm sure it's like 2.5 hours long, and there's no Superman in there, and then you're crying on the drive home because he wasn't there. Don't put yourself in that position, okay? It's not happening.
That's fair.
Don't believe it, and just enjoy Black Adam for the Zoa, for the, you know, Rock. Just enjoy it for that stuff. Don't expect your man Superman. He's not going
to
be there.
That's wise words from Dylan. Dylan said the same thing to me on many occasions when I get excited about something. It's like,
I feel like they would. I feel like they would advertise it. I think they would tease it. I also just don't think it's happening at this point. I don't think this is the place to do it. So there you go. That's my my thoughts on that.
What does he mean? Turn your lights on, Travis. I'm actually pretty well lit right now. I have the laptop up a bit higher. Usually I'm a bit darker because I like the colors. Look at that. You get the full orange there. But no, I'm showing off the nice pretty mug. Go do your homework. I'm busy. You got an exam tomorrow. Here he is ghosting at Shay's account. Bullshit. I'm
from
so
multiple
busy.
Accounts. He's
This isn't even Chris Balga. This isn't even the host of Marvel Alliance. This is Kirkland with another thing. But he says, which theme is played? Williams is there. Now, that's the big thing, right? I will say for everybody that wants no sort of spoilers, whatever, things like that. And even these aren't even with Black Adam. We don't know for sure. It's just rumblings. But so skip ahead 5 minutes and then we'll get into Mario. The rumblings, there's two things. And this is where the internet, like Taylor's saying, people are going coconuts and people are just, I don't know, they need to get some fucking lives is what I would say. Is the big thing is he's wearing the blue and red suit, which means it would confirm that it's not following the Snyder Cut movie, because the Snyder Cut movie ends with the black suit. I'll say to that, which sure, maybe. What I will just say is superheroes change suits. You could literally have it following the Snyder Cut thing, but I'm going to put this back. Like, how many superhero films have we had where the suit just changes?
They CGI'd a mustache off of him or on him, whatever it was. They could CGI the suit, and that's fine.
Like, for me, it's the suit doesn't matter, and I've always said this between the 2017 Justice League and Snyder Cut, they're never going to fully admit which one is canon. They're just going to go, you know why? Because they have Flash coming up next year. That's going to semi-reboot everything, and you're good to go. You can make your own timeline. So that's one. And that's the same thing with the music. I get it. I do get it that there's this rumor that they're going to use the old the Williams score, like the classic Superman theme instead of his Man of Steel theme. And I get it in principle why people are a little upset, because people have made that comparison. Like, imagine in The Batman 2 if they took that theme away and gave him Keaton's theme. I absolutely do get it. I'm just coming at this from a perspective where Henry Cavill, last time he filmed scenes for Superman was in maybe 2017, if not 2016. So it's been 5-6 years. And for the people that have been just, I want Henry. And I like Henry a lot. I want him back. I always thought just from a business point of view, why they weren't doing it didn't make sense to me. This guy's a bigger star every year. People like him more. I think you could even do a Superman movie and you don't have to have Snyder direct. There's all these ways if you don't want to touch on that Superman. Just go. The same way Henry Jackman, holy shit,
Henry
that's a composer.
Whoa.
Hugh Jackman, he played Wolverine with many different directors doing that character. It wasn't just like, it's just Bryan Singer and that's it. So there's many versions you can do with Henry Cavill as Superman. For me, it's just, I get it that people are so attached to the Snyder stuff. It's very much like with Daredevil and Netflix. I feel like there's tons of people that are just fans of that version and they don't want anything else. Same thing as this, but for me, we had 5 to 6 years of no Henry, no movement, rumors leading to nothing. Like Dylan said, how many times do we have talked about this where there's a rumor, didn't happen, a rumor didn't happen. San Diego Comic-Con didn't happen. And now we're hearing tons of like scoopers come out saying, no, this is actually happening. Like lots of stuff's in the play right now. This stuff's filmed. Like that's what people are saying, that like Flash stuff last week, film. Like they're apparently doing some scenes of him meeting Supergirl. That is the rumor, which makes sense because they're cousins. So if he's back, I said this on Twitter, I don't give a fuck what the suit color is. I don't give a fuck what music they're playing. The guy's back. Just be happy. This is a multiverse where you could have had him never coming back. So just find some joy in something. And most people are, but I talk to other people and I think that Do I think they show it before? No, because I think Black Adam's actually tracking pretty well, and I think if Henry Cavill is signed on to do multiple films, you can advertise that down the road. You can do that another time. The same way I still think with Andrew and Toby is the reason they didn't advertise is because they're going to bring them back at some point, and that's when they'll advertise. They still want that initial kind of surprise, and I still think like week two or three of Black Adam marketing, you can throw them in a teaser of like, have you seen Black Adam yet? Have you seen the return of Henry Cavill? Well, go see Black Adam right now, you know, stuff like that.
Well, I'll be, you know, the last thing I'll throw is that, you know, this is coming along with this rumor of like a long-term contract or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand money can make people do crazy things, but why, like, seeing the state of Warner Bros. Right now, why would Henry Cavill like sign up for that when there's like no certainty of quality? All these things are getting pushed, things are getting canceled left, right, and center. I understand if it's a huge paycheck, sure. But I just feel like now would be the worst time for him to make that kind of decision. So that doesn't, unless, you know, it could be something that this happened months ago and we'd just be hearing about it. But
true,
the timing of it, I think, to me, it's just like, if you're a scooper right now and you want to get some likes on your Twitter account, just say Henry Cavill anything and like, boom, you get fucking interaction, right? So I don't know. This just seems like, okay, let's just throw another thing on the fire. Any, like, people just seem to be throwing anything. Now, obviously, I'm pretty removed from the scooper thing. I just kind of hear stuff from Travis or from S-Pubs, whoever sends it to me. So I'm not in there in the trenches with that scooper world. But I don't know. That part of it, too, just seems like unrelated, and that seems even more questionable than, you know, if he's in Black Adam for 1 minute, that's fine. Like, that's pretty low effort to do something like that. But a multi-year contract, that seems like a lot of things would have to go right for that to happen.
Yeah, and it's, you're right about the clicks thing, and, you know, that's a maybe breaking fourth wall of why Henry Cavill's the main topic here, because, you know.
Oh, yeah, but that, I mean, we're doing it, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
and that's why, because he is, like, that canary in the coal mine of, like, even Affleck has come back. I think for him, he has, since 2017, every time they ask him, whether it's for money or not, but every time they've asked him, he's like, I want to play Superman again. I think he genuinely does really love the character. He wants to do it. Now, you're right, because technically, all that matters is they could sign this contract and say, hey, yeah, we're going to do a Superman movie. That doesn't mean they have to do a Superman movie. The same way there's many actors that get signed on for multiple films. It's in their contract. Like, hey, if we want you to come back for part two, you have to. And we'll pay you this amount, etc. But if we don't want you, then your contract's just fine. And it's sitting there. So the same thing is like,
look at J.J. Abrams' contract, right?
Look at J.J. $500 million to what? Tell Amazon, hey, you should do this Lord of the Rings show with these guys. Like, what are you doing? What's happening? That's for another time. But I think it's maybe just for him, if I'm trying to jump in his mind, I can't jump in the mind of a millionaire just yet, but for that is maybe it's just, this might be my only shot to get it done. The last regime didn't budge at all. Our conversations led to nowhere. These guys are willing to do something, so let me see. Now, it could be a nightmare. He could get in there, and, you know, I don't think they would cancel that sort of film, we would see, but it is a very unsteady time. But maybe that's also the play that maybe that's why he does get to come back, because maybe, like Taylor said, where it is unsteady, that is the benefit of him, that they just need some wins, and this could be a win, you know, of like, hey, we got Henry back. Lots of people want Henry. Even the people that don't really love the Snyder stuff, like, I think generally just Henry Cavill is well liked in Hollywood as like a guy and as like an actor. So I think it's almost maybe the reverse, where he's holding them over a barrel a little bit of like, well, hey, you guys kind of need something. And I think, to me, I feel like we're getting more cemented and we're not doing the reboot thing. They're going to try and salvage what they have right now. So if you're going to do that, you need some of these actors back, and obviously Gal's around and Jason Momoa's around, but it is feeling very strange if you have a DC universe and a Justice League 2 and there's no Superman around and he's not dead. He's just, where's Superman? He's out there somewhere. Like, it feels very, it's very odd. It's the same thing like a Birds of Prey or stuff like that, when there's all this shit going down in Gotham and they never really mention, oh yeah, why is Batman? Like, he's just, who knows? Batman's doing a Batman thing. It's like, oh, okay, you know, and we get that sometimes in the MCU. But I think it is an interesting time, but I guess the hope is maybe this is just a big paycheck too. Maybe it's just, hey, sure, I'm happy to do this. So,
yeah, that can move mountains.
Mm-hmm. Taylor, anything else on this topic?
No, I just think that they need to play their cards right, because if this is the truth and it is going to be a very good second wind for them, then just, you know, cradle it. Don't tarnish it. Yeah.
I'll ask you this quickly one. Okay.
Whoa.
Ooh, you got a little excited there. Jesus Christ.
Did he just drop completely? Maybe his.
I think Warner Bros. Actually cut his feed.
I'm
Warner
back.
Bros. Cut you.
Yeah, what I was going to say is, oh, see, I don't like doing that. There we go. Get back to the bomb, Taylor. So let's say they have him in Black Adam. Okay, they have him in Flash. Taylor, they come to you and say, what's the first thing we do? Do we do Justice League 2 with the like a cast with him included, or do you do Superman 2?
Do a Birds of Prey 2 with him in there. I'm kidding.
And I'm kidding.
Do something very unorthodox. I don't think... Would a Man of Steel 2 like be great? Yeah, that would probably be like the safe pick. Mm. Would a Justice League 2 or something like that be bold? Yeah, but I think even bolder, even much more chance of success would be tackling some sort of team up. I'm not saying it has to be the Black Adam, Man of
him
Steel.
And Batman. Ben Affleck. Him and Batman. Yeah. They run it back.
Versus Doomsday or whatever that villain was called. Yeah.
Featuring Wonder Woman.
I think, again, keeping Batman out of it, keeping Wonder Woman out of it for sure, but give us like a different character. Like I think seeing Black Adam, and if Henry Cavill is indeed in this, I think that would definitely spice it up enough where people might want to see Man of Steel Cavill with another DC hero. I don't know what that hero could be, but I think it's enough that'll kind of like juice it up a little bit. So,
Dylan, same question I come to you. Zaslav's like, hey, we got this all done. We got Cavill up for a movie, like in a starring, mid-starring role. Do you do Superman 2 or do you try and do Justice League 2? Because it feels odd we would live in a timeline where they're never going to try that again. That's their Avengers. Mm-hmm. That's their big team up. It's going to happen at some point before we die, I would think. So what do you go to first?
I think you definitely do Man of Steel 2. Mm-hmm. Or I don't think you call it that, actually. I think you just call it, like, Superman, even. Literally,
there's never actually been a movie just called Superman.
Well, there you
and
go.
There's the closest Superman the movie, but we've never had just Superman. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good thing to do. Just go that. Yeah. It kind of separates from the Man of Steel, which, because mm-hmm. there's definitely some haters of that as well.
Yes.
But then you're, you know, for the people who love that, it still is, like, a sequel to that, in a way. Mm-hmm. So I think there you go. You call it Superman. It's just him. Maybe you have another couple of characters jump in there for a scene or something like that, but yeah, just focus on him and a new villain, stuff like that.
Superman directed by Taika Waititi, just so I could watch the internet completely fall down. But
yeah, people would be so sad
with Jesse Eisenberg in there too.
Which Taika and Jesse would have some fun together. I feel like that character is already prime for that. But no, I'm Dylan's route where I think a Superman sequel. I don't think it's Snyder. I think you just do something separate. If it's Snyder, I wouldn't be completely opposed. But for me, like I like Man of Steel enough. That's my actually least favorite of the Snyder movies. So I would prefer someone else, and also just to like some fresh coat of paint, see what they could do. Snyder's also making like 6 movies over at Netflix, so that guy's busy. So I think that, and I also just think like what Dylan said, you could pay homage to that, but you also just could bring in new people, like, oh, it's a new take, let's see what this character's doing mm-hmm. with this director and stuff like that. And it's not like you couldn't do something with Snyder in the future if they want to.
It could be a Flashpoint situation. You could just like recast all those characters if you want to from the first mm-hmm. one.
He's the only person, and it's like Jessica Chastain as Amy Adams.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Who'd be a good leg? Who's like the equivalent to Eisenberg? Like it's like not Topher Grace. I don't want to do that, but I saw it happen.
Michael Cera, get him in there.
Yeah, perfect. Michael Cera's Lex Luthor directed by Taika Waititi. You heard it here first. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our first ad break, and then we're going to jump into the Mushroom Kingdom. So we'll be right back.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing?
They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So I'm going to, of course, bring this up because I'm going to pause and bring up some stuff because there is actually a few little fun things to talk about. But Dilmus, this has been a very anticipated movie. This was announced, I think, like years ago on Geek First because obviously animation takes a long time. That I almost called them the Illuminati. Illumination we're making a Super Mario Bros. Movie. It's not here, but like the trailer, everything. We got a couple, you know, last year that stellar voice cast of huge A-list talent: Pratt, Anya Taylor-Joy, Jack Black, Charlie Day, bunch of people, and now this is coming in April. What were your initial thoughts of this trailer, finally seeing this on screen?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, even in the last like year or two, I feel like I've been going in thinking that I feel like this is going to be pretty good. Like, I think it's going to be decent. When we got the cast, I really liked the cast. I know that was obviously very controversial for people, but I really enjoyed it. I like who they picked there. And man, I gotta say, this trailer looked amazing. Like, visually, it's just super colorful and fun. I like how they were playing with it being kind of darker than you might expect too, or just like most of this trailer was just Bowser being pretty evil. And there's you know, funny jokes in there too with the penguin characters. But yeah, I thought this was fantastic, and I'm very much looking forward to this. I think they really held back. Like, they left a lot of space for, like, another trailer or two down the road to give us more information, see more of our main cast. We haven't
seen
any Donkey Kong
characters.
This is a kids
movie. We're going to get so many. We're not going to cover all the trailers, but they're going to go, oh, my God, Donkey Kong's this. I totally forgot. Oh, my God.
Who's the voice of Donkey Kong again?
Seth Rogen.
I thought he was, like, a different Kong. Is he just Donkey Kong?
No, he's DK, They're set because they're for sure.
And then Fred Armisen is like Cranky Kong or something, right? That was like the...
Yeah, I think you're right.
Which
I
love that. That's an amazing casting. But yeah, no, I thought it looked great. Jack Black, I'm a big fan of him, and I really like what he's doing with Bowser. You know, he's definitely noticeable as Jack Black, but I think... I mean, even Muds, she was watching the trailer with me. She was like, who's the voice of that? Like, she couldn't quite tell that it was him. So I think he is doing something different, which, Travis, you've critiqued Jack Black many times for being the same and everything, which I'm not going to debate that. I'm just saying I love him. And, you know, I think a lot of people are hating on Chris Pratt, and I've never really understood where that hate came from. And if you don't think he's
political.
Good for Mario.
Political.
Yeah, and from what I can tell, like, a lot of that is just, like, conjecture and people, like, making up things about him, not actually doing any research
gray area
at all.
Stuff, yeah.
So that bothers me. That's a tangent for another day. Not that I'm a fanboy or defender. I don't really care. I just, like, whatever. But
he's on the Pratt Reddit forums every day. You don't get him.
He's the one where it's like, okay, he, as Mario, it's like, this is just him, and he's doing, like, 5% of an accent, it sounds like, but he also doesn't say a lot in this, so it's hard to get like the full perspective. But I'm feeling very hopeful for this. I'm looking forward to this. I think there's going to be a lot in this. I just think it's going to be a ton of fun. And I like that it's a lot different. Like the Mushroom Kingdom, the castles, the like Bowser's ship. Like all that stuff is different than like the games. It's not like they just copy-pasted from like, okay, this is like what it was like in Galaxy and this is what it looks like here. It seems like they're really taking their own style with it, at least from my perspective. Maybe I haven't played the games that they pulled some of these, you know, designs from, but it seems like they're doing their own unique thing. So I'm very hopeful for this one after this trailer here.
Yeah, it's one of those things for me where like I'm always excited for it. We all love Mario. I think, of course, our generation all grew up with that, and we love different type of Mario things. So this is right up our alley, and obviously we'll be reviewing this. We're going to do a retrospective for the original live-action movie
I'm
as well.
Very
so look
for that, yeah.
Look out for that next year. That's going to be tons of fun. But I think the best way I can describe this, and of course I'll have some notes and you know some verbiage and whatnot, but I got goosebumps watching this trailer. I could not believe it felt magical. And yes, I know this is a product. I know this is a movie to warp my kids to want to buy every toy and see this movie over and over. But you know what? I don't care. Sometimes I want that in life. I'm watching me and Dylan and go watch Men. And you know what? I'd be excited for Mario the next year because like this just looked fantastic. And like Dylan said, where it had like new stuff in there, but the new stuff all felt like it'd be like you could get a video game and, oh, this is what Bowser's ship is. Like it all felt within the world as far as this is realistic. This could be something you could see in a video game, in a spin-off game. The voices to me don't matter that much, but I will legitimately praise Jack Black like everyone else is doing because I think that, of course, you can hear it's him, but it doesn't sound like him. And that was my concern at first when it was this A-tier list, where even with Seth Rogen, that's a great pick. But I'm like, are they just getting a bunch of famous people to throw on there? Even Chris Pratt, I'm fine if he's just doing like a little New Yorker accent because it's Mario. Like, I know people made such a big deal, like, what's he going to sound like? But the guy just says, oh, hey, oh, Peach. Like, he's not like a, he doesn't have this, like, iconic voice, like, Snake in the PlayStation. Like, it's it was a very weird, I think it was more just for, like, fun, like, Twitter memeing and stuff like that. But it was weird. People were like, what's his voice going to sound like? It's like, it's going to sound like Chris Pratt being Italian. Like, I don't understand what the big deal is. And to me, when I heard him, I'm like, great. Like, I heard that. I heard Bowser. Honestly, the voice that was the weirdest for me was Charlie Day's Luigi for some reason. That was the only one where I don't think it was bad, but that like took me off like, oh, this didn't feel exactly right. But this, I agree with everybody else that I think this movie is legitimately going to be a $1 billion movie because I think Mario by itself has a name, a name recognition. You'd go in there and watch it and it has an audience. But this just looks miles better than what I thought. I think it's a good mixture of looking like the game animation of like our last generation of like Wii U and Switch of like very polished and stuff like that, but still little twists. Yeah, Mario's face looks like a tad different, and you know, but that's fine. That's fine, whatever. It looks creative, and I think the biggest thing for me is why I can appreciate this and why I don't care selling out for it is because to me this looks like whoever is doing it, the writers, directors, etc., it looks like they love this world. The fact that they have these fucking the penguin people, I don't even know their race or their names, but they are in multiple Mario games, stuff like that. Tia's looking it up. Are you looking at it?
They're just called penguins. I don't think they have a fun name.
But either way, that's something you don't have to do. Like there's so many things you could just do off the like, oh, we could create this, create that. That's something that's like they're gonna probably just serve as like this little function of Bowser taking over this country or whatnot. But that's so cool. This is something as a kid that I've bumped into so many times, and I think this like dry bones in there, I think this is just going to be very Force Awakens like, where it's going to be riddled with fun Easter eggs and world building and everything like that. And to me, what I like about it is it seems like it's a love letter. And my last point before I throw the trailer, is my only worry with Illumination was I thought it was going to be very Minions-like humor. There's only one joke when the penguins throw the snowball and they're like, you'll get more of that. Like, they were very over the top. But for the rest of the trailer, it did not feel like a Minions movie or Despicable Me. And I don't want that. I want the same thing. Pixar does have a style, but their films feel different. I don't want this to be Mario meets the Minions. And the rest of the trailer didn't feel like this. It felt very, like, magical. It felt like an adventure. And I hope this happens so we can get Mario Kart. We can get Mario Party. We start working our way to Smash Bros. Obviously, I'm going far out. But this film looks great, and I cannot wait to see it. This is legitimately, I'm not spoiling a cast for later on gone this year, but this is legitimately probably my top five most anticipated for next year. Like, love I it. Cannot wait. I loved it. So let's see a couple chat notes here. Let's see. So we'll get to that, but like Smash the Man Universe on Horizon. That's what we hope for, but we'll see. Trailer looks great, says Lewis Berry. Black and visuals look spot on. Written and directed by the guy who did Teen Titans Go to Movies. Oh my God, I didn't even know that. That guy's the same, like an equivalent for DC. He just has like that love for DC in that world, and he has a like, great inside joke. So, oh, that gives me so much more confidence. Now, I didn't even know that. That's awesome. Great.
Wait,
is he
saying that's who's doing this, or is he's pitching that for his Smash Cinematic Universe thing?
Written and directed by the guy who did Teen Titans Go. Yeah, we'll look that way too. I think he's implying that that's who did it. If it's who did it, oh, that's great. Because that had so many good, fun little references and stuff like that. Like just recently on Teen Titans Go, they had like Zack Snyder and they like made a bunch of fun of the Snyder cut and everything. Like Zack Snyder came on and did like a voice on Teen Titans and like they were like, oh, you're such a brooding guy. He's like, well, I got to be serious for my. Like they are really smart and stuff like that, that team over there. So, cool. Taylor Field, what did you feel about Super Mario Bros? I guess is it a teaser technically, or are they calling it a trailer? It's a teaser trailer. Classic.
Official teaser trailer, mm-hmm. Yeah. Going in, like I had a lot of stock in this movie because I put it on my movies draft. I had it in there, and unfortunately got bumped to the next year, so I won't be able to cash in. But we'll see if we do another movie draft next year. But
we are, but I'm not going to say you're going to get it now, you know? You don't get to keep it for next year. Everything gets redrafted, so.
Really? I can't have to play my cards right. Yep. This trailer was just, it was fantastic. It was so amazing. One of the first video games that I have a memory of was when I was little, going to my cousin's house at my grandparents, and we would just be playing Mario on the NES. It was the classic cartridge with Duck Hunt and Super Mario Bros. All in one. And yeah, just be playing Mario.
Wait, did you go to your cousin's house or your grandparents? You said both. Or did they live together?
My cousin, sorry, let me rephrase that. My grandparents' house, which my cousin and my aunt lived with.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I realized as I said that, that doesn't make much sense. So I'm glad you called me out on it.
Yeah. Very important.
But just the nostalgia's there, and just seeing the trailer, like I wasn't in tears or anything like that, but it was just like, it just looked beautiful. It looked incredible. With the moment Bowser walked in, just the way they were showing off the lighting and just like the power, it was just fantastic. This just has me so stoked. I'm not up to par really well on my Minions movies. I think I've done just like the first two Despicable Me's. So that being said, like I do love Illumination, like just their art style and how they can really just make the animation feel alive. But their humor, like you mentioned, Travis, like I definitely don't really prescribe to Minions humor all that well. And
don't prescribe, like their medication or something.
Yeah. So with this, however, I was really chuckling at everything that they were showing joke-wise. And the voices, it caught me off guard when Jack Black did Bowser. I was like, holy fuck. I don't, if I really focus, I can hear it. But if just in passing, I wouldn't have known at all. And there was the brief little bit of Chris Pratt talking that kind of sent me back a little bit. Cause like, oh, he didn't change his voice. But then like after he's jumping on the shrooms, I thought, okay, no, this sounds different enough. So I can get on board with that. And then Toad's voice, I thought, oh, this is great.
That's Keegan-Michael Key, right?
It is.
That one, I didn't. You can smell it in there, but I feel like he's doing something different, or they just made it higher pitch, I guess. But I like it. Mm-hmm.
So this is just gonna be, it's gonna be incredible. I can't wait to just get into this whole film. I keep seeing pictures online of like this Mario with Sonic, and then even like Detective Pikachu. I just love seeing like these. I know Mario's not live action.
You're going to have to get some Marvel Studios, Sony dealing going on there because Sonic's somewhere else. And so
I know.
So you're going to have to get, who knows? You know what? Marvel and Sony did it. Come on, guys. If there's money to be made from everybody, let's just give it the chance. Even though Smash I don't care. Even if we do a Smash Bros. Movie with just the Nintendo characters, I don't care. I don't really need Sonic or Detective Pikachu.
I don't want Sonic in there. No.
It sounds so offended, like just the idea of Sonic might being in there.
I do want
to. Sonic, you know, he wasn't in Smash until the third entry, so you can wait many, many years down the road.
Yeah. I do want to shout out, maybe it's a cheap plug. I don't know where it is in the feed. So go check out that episode we did where we fan casted for a Mario movie and we did all the.
I should put that back in the feed soon. I don't think I ever have. Yeah,
I remember I did like
Jack Black as Yoshi, I think.
We did, yeah. We put his face in the costume and everything like that.
Yeah, these guys, because these fuckers would not let me cast Annie Serkis. I was like 5-1. I was like, but Circus is the guy. But yeah, it was Jack Black. And yeah,
I'd be curious to see who else we actually pitched.
I think Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd as Luigi was one. And I think, I can't remember if it was Jonah Hill or Seth Rogen as Mario. I think it might have been Jonah as Mario. Yeah. And Peach, I can't remember either. But yeah, we did Smash Bros. Everything. We had like fucking
Peach,
Nick Cage.
We probably did like Margot Robbie or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
I think we did actually, yeah. And then I think Nick Cage we had cast as like Slippy from Star Fox. Like, yeah, that was a fun one. We got to do a part two. But yeah.
That's the Slippy on my head.
I'll hit play a little bit. So we watch a little bit of this. But yeah, this world, like the visuals looking
great. I won't lie. I honestly thought that was like a body falling initially there. I thought like it was just a body melted.
So no, it's interesting too, because like I guarantee they're gonna show Donkey Kong in a trailer before the movie. But I was wondering how he was gonna work, because also like the canon is like that was, you know, Mario and Donkey Kong came first and stuff like that, or he was a villain first. Like, do you think he's gonna be like maybe a lackey for Bowser for a bit? But hang on, even just this, I was like, man, this feels this shot right here when he came down, the wizard and all the flags. I was like, I'm feeling the magic right now. But I was gonna say, mm-hmm. Do you think Donkey Kong could be like a kind of lackey when
That'd
we first
be cool.
meet him?
I would like if he was, you know, on the opposing side for the first movie, and the second movie like teams up with him or something like that, because that would kind of play well to the games, because they've always had a rivalry with each other. So I would hope so. I think that'd be good.
Mm-hmm. And these poor penguins don't even know what's coming for them. But again, everything's visually, I like that. Again, it looks updated, but it looks much like the past and stuff like that. Bowser just looks exactly like Bowser, but that's what I want. You know, Bowser mm-hmm. is one of the most aesthetically pleasing villains. Like, look at that guy. Look at the hair he got, too. Like, yeah. Ooh, so good. Tears giving a chuckle there. Tears like that. Look, you got good fur animation.
It just looks so detailed and incredible.
Yeah. Okay, so Espo's saying he feels like Bowser might be invading all the different kingdoms. Maybe that's where he invades Donkey Kong Country and has to team up with Mario Bros. That's how Cranky Kong might appear as well. That's true, because I was similar as we were talking, where Cranky does throw a bit of a mixing that, but maybe there's something where, yeah, Donkey Kong is like forced to fight Mario. It's a PBS situation, which I think we pitched in our Nintendo Cinematic Universe cast. We did was like, we're gonna do Donkey Kong versus Mario, but
mm-hmm. which is a great series of games. Underrated. Yes. Mario games, the Mario versus Donkey Kong games.
So do you think we're gonna see him in the real world, Laurel, or does it just start with him getting shot that pipe?
That's a good point, Rick, because he's like surprised to be here.
Yes.
Ooh. I think it's just Chris Pratt in the real world, like they did with Ryan Reynolds and Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think we'll see a little bit of him being a plumber.
I think so. I have
see,
to say,
like, that sounded enough like Mario to me. Hang on, let me turn this up. We'll get
that
to
one's
it.
Perfectly fine. Come on, Mario!
Mushroom Kingdom, here we come.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly
like, that's
acceptable.
Enough.
Yeah.
Like that sounds like something Mario doesn't speak that much, but sounds like that would be it, you know? Mm-hmm. Mushroom Kingdom look like Pandora? Well, you know, they gotta go on that. They got that sales. Dry Bones. And like, even just this castle level stuff like that. Oh, my. It just looks fantastic. But I don't know what this is gonna be, but
I do want to say, like, the score. There we go. The score, just the subtle track of the theme song in there. Like, I just can't. Oh my goodness! I just can't wait to download on my Spotify playlist and just listen to the tracks, because I love Mario remixes like through and through.
I was gonna say that was the one thing to me that I feel like was a bit generic. Possibly there's like a couple hints of Mario specific music, but I think for what is like some of the most iconic video game music of all time, I hope we play more on some of those themes. And obviously, it's good if they create their own thing. But I felt like some of the stuff in there was just kind of some generic hype up music, and that could be trailer stuff as well. Maybe they're not finished that or something like that, but I really hope they have some good stiller tracks, and you know, even like they go underground, have the underground theme and mm-hmm. things like that.
Well, Espo's beat me to it. Yeah, Brian Tyler, who did Guardians, like the score, but he's done tons of great stuff. He's yeah. doing this. They're at New York Comic Con today, and he did say that he's doing original music, but also the OG mm-hmm. themes will be in there as well. So I feel like you're going to get like a mix. It's kind of like how it always makes me mad. Remember they did that great Spider-Man, like, dun-dun-dun-dun, but it's never in the movies. It's just they always use it for the trailers. I think we're going to get mm-hmm. a lot of that, where you'll get like original Mario stuff, but then you're going to get like Mario theme epic version. Like you're going to get like yeah. orchestras and stuff, and yeah, I think this movie is going to be huge, because you talk about like a multi-generation movie, and even then, to me, just if no kid knows what Mario is, to me, they see this trailer and it's like there's just a huge world where you go, I feel like as a kid, I'd be like, I want to see this, you know, and I haven't shown this to my kids yet because we watched She-Hulk and that was bedtime and stuff like that. But I'm excited to watch it with them tomorrow and see like what they think. But I feel like if you have no history of Mario, it just pops. So looking very forward to that. So final topic, we're going to cut a couple. One I have to say, the one time Nikita's not in the chat, because I remember this a few weeks ago, I was talking about how no matter what, I did a Trash Told You that, you know, Knives Out was going to get the theatrical release, and we went back and forth and stuff like that. Knives Out, 600 theaters this Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving. It's
not in
happening.
The chat tonight, are you, Nikita?
Yeah, he knew. He knew. He's like, oh, I can't show my face and stuff like that. No, all jokes aside, Nikita. But yeah, so that's happening. So that's very fun. So look out. I'm sure there'll be a collection
I'll
of that. And then finally, we're going to take our last ad break because, Dilmus, you need to go into the GV Discord. Everyone go there if you want to talk to fellow hosts and listeners. The set photos are in there. There's a Twitter link that I shared and then I think SBUB shared because we can't bring up set photos on YouTube because sometimes they might pull the stream down. But we're going to take our last ad break here and then we're going to talk about some Madam Web and Spider-Man.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. So today there is, I don't know where they are if they're filming outside. This did not look like outside. This looked very much like it was on a closed set and someone's taking photos and popping off when they shouldn't be. But all we see is like, it's a classic, you know, blue green screen room, whatever it is. Looks like there could be a crane. There's this woman laying on a crane. Then lo and behold, it looks like there is a character looking very Spider-Man like. It's a skin tight costume with wet, like red webbing around it and stuff like this. And we've heard a lot of things. I'm not even sure if you guys, because I can't remember who was on these. Well, I did a Trash Told You. I don't know if we talked about news, but right now there's a rumor plot going around that the Madam Webs, there's going to be multiple like Spider-Woman and
is
stuff like that.
Is it just the two images? Sorry.
Yeah, just like that guy in the blue screen. Yeah, that's it. I think there's ones later on, but they're like, they look the exact same. It's just him like standing around. It's not Aaron Taylor Johnson, even though it looks identical to Aaron Taylor Johnson. It's weird, but there's been rumors of this plot being that the Madam Webs, are going to have to, it's going to be Terminator-like, that they're going to have to save baby Peter Parker because someone's out to kill baby Peter Parker, and they're going back in time to save this baby because obviously this becomes like a big character, but this sounds like they're doing some time travel, multiverse stuff. And now we're seeing a character that looks very, very spider-like. And today I got to throw it to you where I feel like Madam Web had a very little hype from not just us, but around the world. Like, Madam Web, like, why are they doing that? But also, we got a great cast. We've heard these time travel rumors. And now, like, what do you feel about a spider, whatever version it might be? Because in Venom, Morbius, there's been allusions to a Spider-Man, but we've had yet to see a spider character appear. If this character is what the internet, including myself, is believing, like, look at this guy's costume. If this is a Spider-Man from a universe, whatever it may be, what are you feeling about this? Does this get you more excited? Where's your barometer here? And I do have a theory, and I will say who gave me the theory of who it could be, but alas, go.
I very much, very, very much like this idea. I think it's very cool. Again, I think that I was memeing about it to kind of step into the plate of the other three Spider-Men that we got in No Way Home. That's going to be heavy and it's going to be hard to do. But if you are doing it in a way that you are your own thing and it's a different story, a different narrative, different character, all that jazz, I think like what this could be, like you were pitching earlier, I think that that would be very, very fantastic. I think it's something I am totally behind. And just getting something very different from the norm instead of getting like a rebooted like Spider-Man again. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's pretty cool. But like, I think that's where Spider-Verse was so fantastic because, again, it was just a whole fresh new take with absolutely banger animation style. Like, it was just awesome to see this new take on Spider-Man. And so to do that again, maybe that's just Sony trying to take a bold plunge with this Madame Web character in this film. So I like the idea a lot, and I think that it's, if this does prove true, it's totally just changed and put this movie up higher for me, because I still haven't gotten around to seeing Morbius.
It's on Amazon Prime right now. Emily got an email.
I know. I'm saying you should watch. It might be a Saturday watch.
Good Halloween movie. It's scary. Yeah.
But yeah, like Venom 2 didn't really do it for me. Yeah, Morbius, as I said. So this would be something that would really just rope me in. And I hope that they're bold enough to do it.
Now, to allude to what Taylor was saying before I throw it to Dylan, this is a theory that came from Chris Baga. So check out our podcast network. Chris Baga hosts the Marvel Alliance over there. You know, great friend. This was his theory. And when he said, I was like, man, this makes a lot of sense. One of his working theories is this could be Jamie Cain. Jamie Cain was the Jackal's first attempt at cloning Peter Parker. And to me, if you have a movie, I'm trying to get like a big image because there's just like, oh, there are all these little images. But to me, if you have a movie that has to do with the lineage or something to do with Peter Parker, whatever it may be, like we're playing with bloodlines, we're playing with that character and stuff like that, you look at that suit that's there now, it's not exactly like that, but it's like a red and black type of scheme. And just to me, if it's like, if they're doing something with trying to save baby Peter Parker, having some sort of clone of Peter Parker or something, whether it's a multiverse or somewhere, to me it makes a lot of sense. Now this could be like dealing with the Henry Cavill thing, don't believe me, I'm not saying this is for sure it, we're early on, but I was like, man, that would be a great, like that to me, throw like it could be likely. Like I looked at it, like, you know what, that makes sense that we could get Jamie Cain in there. And but I feel like you don't even know this, but Spider-Man has like a lot of history with clones and stuff like that. And I feel like that's right up your alley. Like, look at this suit. This is the one that Chris was sharing with me. Like, obviously it's not red and black, but it has like a black suit. And then you got the red webbing all around and everything.
God,
like
that's
that.
Wild.
Right? But like, it looks kind of similar. So again, we don't know for sure, but there's, you know, there's something there maybe. But how do you feel about some clone in action going on?
Me or Dylan?
You. And then I'm going to throw it to Dylan.
Yeah.
My name's Taylor.
I love clones, like throw them in everything. They can get such interesting, compelling, different dynamics in there, different like personas and stuff. It's fantastic what they can really explore. And it's so freaking different. I know, as far as my Spider-Man knowledge goes, I know that Doc Ock and Peter Parker, I think they, was it like switched bodies?
They switched bodies. At
okay.
One point,
yeah. So I know that's like one of the wacky things that they've explored. I'd love to see something like that, but it, just getting this, this is another fresh take. It's different from the norm of just being like, hey, Peter Parker bit by a spider. Make it janky. I think the GA can handle this
make
kind
it
of
janky.
Thing. Make it janky. The GA's gotten really used to now having Tom Holland as Peter Parker. They're used to seeing, you know, they may not know Andrew Garfield very well, but they know Tobey Maguire. They recognize the Spider-Man movies. They know all three of them in No Way Home. So, you know, rattle the cage, shift the dynamic a little bit, and let's just do something different, because I think the GA will really adapt to it quite well. And this is what Sony needs. I think they need to have a bold play like this, kind of like with Warner Brothers we talked about earlier. They need to play their cards right, and they need to just cradle it very nicely. And that's what Sony needs to do, and cradle it.
Dylan, do you think this is cradling you to excitement?
I don't know if it's cradling my excitement. Curious, the person on the, like, it kind of looks like Dakota Johnson, but like it might be a stunt double for her.
Yeah, it could like, be a stunt. Yeah, she's in the movie, so I think it's a stunt double, I think. Because same thing, okay. This actor, I don't think that's anybody, so I feel like he's a stunt double for whoever's supposed to be there. Because, like, remember Adam Scott, there's a rumor going around that he's like playing like Uncle Ben, so maybe there's a version where this is just like Uncle Ben as a Spider-Man or something. I don't know, but I think these are both stunt people. I think
I don't think this is a Spider-Man. I think the suit, if it is, I think it's a big miss with the suit. I don't know, it just I don't think it looks great, some of the details. But when I look at this, like the mostly black but like the red, you know, webs, whatever you want to call it, like that's exactly what Madame Web's look is that I'm familiar with. So
is Mr. Web?
Yeah, what if it's something like that, like some weird timeline thing where it's like the man version of Madame Web? What is the man, what is like Madame translated to a man? Is that like, is there a word for that?
Wouldn't it just be, I guess it wouldn't be Miss
Sir Web.
Yeah, probably Sir. Okay. Sir that, Web. Oh,
there you go.
God.
That's my prediction. This is going to be Sir Web. I do like that idea you had though of like a young, they're, you know, trying to save a young Peter Parker. I think that's cool. I think from the Sonyverse though, I think they want to hold off until like, I think they want to keep trying to get an Andrew Garfield or a Tom Holland. I doubt Toby would do it, but get one of those two to be in their universe and do a movie over there.
So but I don't think traveling multiverses and timelines, because this could be a timeline we never go back to, right? So it's like, oh, there's some Spider-Man over there. You're never going to see him again unless we
I just don't think they want to play with casting Peter Parker right now. Now, obviously, there's a lot of other Spider-Men that you could
do. He could be Jamie Kane.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, I really have no info on Jamie Kane, so it's hard for me to provide any like deep cut info on that. But yes. I'm gonna go with Sir Webb is my prediction here on this guy.
And sorry, yeah, I meant Kane Parker, not Jamie, because fucking that picture I clicked on, it said Jamie Bell as Kane Parker. So sorry, it's just Parker. My Kane mistake Parker. There. Google messing me up and everything like that.
So is it just like a different, like instead of Peter, Kane was born, or is it like a brother? What is it?
No, he's a clone. At one point he was trying to clone, and that's where Ben Reilly, the Scarlet Spider, comes in with the hoodie and everything like that. But he was trying to clone Peter Parker. This was a failed attempt at it, but Kane Parker became his kind of own. I think it's sometimes he's a bit more violent. Like he has a bit more aggression and stuff like that, so it's tough because I want to believe this. I think to me the suit does look very spider like to me. That looks like a Spider-Man suit. It's like how skin tight it is, the form of it, the black. It doesn't exactly look like a web, but it looks like enough that maybe in post you could make it look a bit more webby. I am with Dylan that for some reason I just don't know if they're gonna pull the trigger and put a Spider-Man just any character in these movies, because I still feel like then why haven't they done Miles? Why haven't they done Spider-Gwen? Like people that are much bigger. Like even if they made this deal with Feige, like, hey, you guys get to use Peter Parker, but we're for sure going to use Gwen Stacy, or we're going to use Miles Morales, and they haven't. I would like them to, because I would love if we get a first trailer and that ends with a spider character. I think, one, that'd be tons of hype and like get a lot of talk, and two, that would put it on the mainstream audiences right away, especially if you didn't show the face. It was just a Spider-Man character masked. You could really not have to show any unmasking, and that could be the whole fun thing of who is the Spider-Man, what actors, and then they take it off and it's no one we know. But I think you could have tons of fun with almost like what they're doing with Black Panther right now, right? Of like, we kind of pretty much know it's Shuri, but we don't know it's Shuri. So you could do the same thing here of like, okay, who is the Spider-Man? And then they reveal, oh yeah, it's a time traveler. You're never going to see the Spider-Man again. But, and I know people get mad when they use dream sequences or stuff in trailers, but that's what they do. So I hope it happens, because I want them to start. They have this universe, and I think Venom made sense with the fact we got Morbius and Kraven and Madam Web, and even this Madam Web film is sounding a little interesting to me. It's just like there's so many other characters, even the Spider-Verse, that you could be playing around with that they're not, you know. And I think spider characters are that, and like I said, I don't know if there is some sort of deal where, and I could believe this, where as long as they're working Marvel Studios, you can't have any main spider characters, and technically that deal still stands, because until Tom Holland appears in the MCU, that's still a contract that has to be, you know, fulfilled. So I am going to actually lean with Dylan and say I bet it's not. Or if it's someone like Kane Parker, they make it less spider-like and just kind of like an evil Peter Parker variant or something like that. Like it's, but who knows? I'd even be down for that if they made the spider. I think that could be tons of fun marketing. Mm-hmm. The Spider-Man character in the movie is the villain. That tons of fun. That'd with, cool. You know, Madam Web's them as a group versing an evil Spider-Man, and like he's a clone and he's angry. Like there's tons of stuff, but it's also the same people that wrote Morbius. So I can't get too excited because I know what that baggage came with. So I think we're going to have a fun ride. I think those trailers are going to look really wacky, and I think we're going to have a very pretty mess on our hands when we see the film, but I hope not. I hope to like one of these Sony movies.
Yeah. And I think too, like when we look at these, I mean, when we first got the Venom announcement, like all those years ago, it's like, what is a Venom movie without Spider-Man in it? And now it's been so many years that we're just used to it now. It's like, okay, we got Venom, we got a sequel, we got Morbius, we got Kraven. All the like these things all make sense now in this weird way where it's still like, Sony, why are you doing this?
But they're just doing it, yeah.
And it makes sense. But I think Madame Web is the character. It's like, okay, well, how does that one work in particular without Spider-Man as a character? Like, what is her... what is her story there? Mm-hmm. And I mean, to be fair, my understanding of Madam Web is completely from the animated show, and it's like only one iteration. So I don't know what she does in the comics. I don't know what like a
that version's rumored to be in here. That's apparently the rumor is there's multiple Madam Webs, because it kind of passes on, and the kind of, you know, Doctor Strange-ish characters apparently has a role in this. So
Yeah, I guess for me it's just like, what is her story without being like tied to Spider-Man and keeping an eye on him and stuff like that.
Even though if this plot's true, it is kind of tied to Spider-Man, right? Of like, you got to protect a baby Peter Parker.
That's what I mean. Like that's where it's like, that's what's giving me some, maybe not, I'm not going to say hope, but that's what makes me like lean that way. Mm-hmm. Now, once again, we could have Spider-Man in this and it's just not this guy in this picture, right? And that's just completely, this is a completely unrelated thing. This is some fucking goon in a random suit
or, goon or henchman, whatever it is. You know?
Yeah, like just because this, if we deconfirm this guy is Spider-Man, doesn't mean that this is one set photo that's like a crane. Like it's not much. So yeah, I still think they could go down that route and we could see other stuff. But this is interesting. I'm glad we brought this up because this is one of those things that, you know, it's more substantial than like a rumor to have like a picture to go off of. So,
Yeah, so we'll be there next year because remember it got pushed back. So now Kraven's in the summer and then this is going to be like next October. So this is literally still a year away, but we get two Sony
movies.
Do I got
to catch up on Venom 2 to like watch these things, do you think? Or can I just leave that?
Even if you had to, I'd say like read a plot synopsis online and that's as much. Like, you do not want to be subjected to Woody Harrelson's carnage. Don't do it. Don't put yourself through that. So, yeah, that's going to do a nice little mini newscast. We'll be back with Rings of Power, stuff like that. You'll be back with a newscast this Tuesday. We'll kind of make some more announcements, but Tuesday are going to be more the earlier ones. There's some shifts off. If you listen to Town Hall, you know what's going on. But we're going to make some official more around November. But that one will be Kirkland and Taylor hosting a bit of an early one. And then next week we got we got Halloween Ends, Taylor. I'm ready for it to end. I'm so ready. And tons of reviews this weekend, like we said. So thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you to everyone in live chat. Thank you to everyone listening after the fact, and we promise when you hear from us next, it won't be boring.
Bye-bye.